Psalm chapter 61 will stand for the reading of the Word of God. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. Father, I thank you for the word of God and for the comfort that the word of God is to us. We thank you this morning that you have assembled us together in the house of God to hear your word and to experience your presence and to worship you from our hearts. Help us not to come with our hands empty. Help us to come, Lord Jesus, with our hearts full of praise and honor and glory to God. And I pray this morning that you'd help us to speak words that would be a comfort to your people, a source of strength for your people. Help us to magnify your name, Lord, and we'll give you the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I would like to speak to you this morning on the rock that is higher than I. This passage of Scripture is a familiar prayer to most of us here this morning. The prayer that David prayed in time of trouble, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David at times experienced overwhelming experiences in life, not just once, but many times. But he learned how to pray in those times, knew what to pray in those times. You may not have been there yet, but you will be there somewhere along the road of life when your heart is overwhelmed, when depression has set in, when despair is all about you, when you cannot seem to see the light of day, when darkness surrounds you, when it seems like there's lots of questions and no answers, and you do not know which way to turn and which way to go, and your heart is overwhelmed. What do we do in those times? Where do we go in those times? Where do we find help in those times? And the Bible tells us in my text that David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And then he goes into several word pictures that demonstrate the security that we have in the Lord. He said in verse 3, thou hast been a shelter for me. That rock under which he had found shelter. Thou hast been a shelter for me. In the time of storm, there's a rock where we can find shelter. Not only did he find shelter in the rock, he said, you've been a strong tower from the enemy. So that when I was pursued by the enemy, there was a strong tower, impenetrable tower that I could get in. You've been a strong tower from the enemy. Then he goes on to say, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. And this gets a little more personal as we go through here. And this tabernacle is a tent. It was a dwelling place. I will abide in thy tent. I will be among friends. I will be in a place where there will be someone to protect me. And in that part of the world, even to this day, if you are a guest in someone's home, you become their responsibility to take care of. And they will defend you at all cost. And so when we are in the Lord's house, hallelujah, among friends, a guest of the Lord, if you will, he's going to defend us at all cost. I will abide in thy tent forever. And he said, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. We're all familiar with that word picture, aren't we? I mean, if you're raised on a farm, I guess, or in the country, you might be, but maybe some of you are not familiar with that. Have you ever seen a hen with her little chicks, and she senses danger and gives a little call, a cluck, and brother, all of a sudden these little chickens are darting here and there, and they all head for mama. She holds those wings up, and they get under, and she just closes them down, and you don't see them. I'm telling you, brother, she'll protect them at the cost of her life. And the Lord said, David said, I will trust in the covert of thy wing. For God sees when there's danger, and God sees when there's problems and troubles, and he calls us under his wing. Jesus said about Jerusalem, he said, how oft would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth her chicks. And you would not. But brother and sister, we have a place to flee to. We can hide under the Lord's wings. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we have a place of security as the people of God. God is often referred to in the Bible as our rock. Something that endures, something that's steadfast, something that's immovable, something that's unchangeable, something that has strength. God is our rock. He represents that place of refuge. When we encounter forces that are too great for us, we can run to the rock when our heart is overwhelmed within us. There's a strength and there's a power beyond ourselves, above ourselves, greater than what we can find in ourselves. And that's why that David said, when my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There may be people in this service this very morning that you have trouble getting out of the bed in the morning because you dread to face another day. Sitting upon your heart is a heavy load. And despair is set in your heart, and there are problems in your life that you don't know how to handle. And it seems like that there's no end to them. And you dread every new day. But David said, when I'm in that situation, I say, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For there is a shelter for the people of God. There's a source of help for us. Hallelujah. Power of God gives us security. I'll trust in the covert of thy wings. We've got somewhere to go. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 18 and 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And we have somebody to hold us up when it seems like that we would fall. Jude 24 tells us, he said, he is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Praise God. Have you ever been to the place where you realized your strength had run out? That you really could not handle the situation? And you had to call on somebody greater than yourself? Praise God. He's able to keep you from falling, brother and sister. I'm telling you, when you're in temptation and you're trembling, the rock under you will not tremble when you're trusting in one greater than yourself. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. There's a power greater than us that when temptation has beset us on every hand and we tremble, the rock underneath us does not tremble. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Have somebody to hold on to us. Listen to me, brother. Sometimes it's not me in my weakness holding on to him. It's him in his strength holding on to me. And that's the reason that I can overcome when my heart is overwhelmed within me, is because it's not so much me holding on to him as it is him holding on to me. The Bible tells us in John chapter 10, Jesus said, "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. My Father is greater than them all." It doesn't matter how strong Satan is. I'm telling you, Satan is a powerful foe. He is a formidable adversary. He's very wise, very intelligent, has thousands of years of experience. Anytime you get a little too confident, just don't forget that there's a lot better people than you that went down, that fell before this adversary. And I'm telling you, we need to understand that. But we also need to understand that my Father, Jesus said, is greater than them all. And we're in His hands. And no man can pluck us out of the Father's hands. He's our defense. He's our rock. He's our strong tower. Hallelujah. He's our defender. Thank God. And we have a place of security in the Lord. Did you know that nobody can make you backslide? If you backslide, it's because you choose to backslide. Nobody can pluck you out of the Father's hands. And my Father is greater than them all. And brother, if I ever fall, it's because I chose to go that way. God is my defender. God is my protector. God is my helper this morning. The power of God gives us confidence. Confidence in our daily activities. Paul said, Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I can do all things. That means I can do everything God expects out of me. I can do everything God wills for me to do. I can do that through Christ who strengthens me. I can be sweet under pressure. I can turn down the temptations to evil. I can rejoice evermore. I can be thankful in all things. I can pray without ceasing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When we understand that in the Lord is our strength, we have power through the Lord Jesus Christ. We can discipline our bodies. We can be thankful people. We can be patient under pressure. We can do good to others who do evil to us, so that we are not overcome of evil, but we overcome evil with good. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can fulfill my role in the family. I can witness for Jesus. I can live so that my life is a light to others. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We have confidence. We have confidence because the Lord is our rock. We can have confidence in our crises. And we all experience crises in life of various types, various kinds. My storm may not be yours. My crisis may not be the same as yours. Some of these young people around here, they have crises that are very different from us grandmothers and granddaddies, but they still have crises. And they still have decisions to make and problems to face and things that we would sneer at almost and think it to be nothing almost, but in the minds of a young person, it's a real problem. It's a real trouble. And so all of us have those times in life. We don't know what to do, where to go. We're not confident in ourselves, and we need someone beyond ourselves to give guidance and direction and security, and the Lord is our rock. And you know, when the Lord went down to see Abraham and told him, "You're going to have a son by Sarah, and he's about 100 years old, and she's about 90 years old," and Sarah laughs about that. She's in the tent, and she laughs. And the Lord knew that she laughed, and he asked, why did she laugh? And then asked the question, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Brother, this is a question you and I have got to answer in our mind and heart. I say, this is a question you and I have got to answer in our mind and heart. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? When we understand, brother, that there is nothing too hard for God. God is our rock. God is our refuge. God is our strength. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. In the time of illness, he's our healer. Sometimes we despair when the doctor says, that's all I can do. And one doctor said to a woman one time, said, I've done all I can do, now you're in the hands of the Lord. She said, don't tell me it's come to that. But brother, it ought to start with that. In the hands of the Lord. God is our healer. Hallelujah. There's no doctor in the United States of America, no matter how intelligent he is, how experienced he is, that can heal you. I'm telling you, he cannot heal you. He couldn't heal you of none of them can heal you of the cold, is it? None of them can cure you of the cold, just a common cold. But a doctor can't heal you of anything. He can only help the healing process. And the healer is the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is our healer. He said to Israel, I am the Lord thy God which healeth thee. Praise God. He's our healer this morning. We're sick in our bodies. He's our healer this morning. By his stripes we are healed. When the doctor has said, that's all I can do, that's not all he can do. Praise God. God is our healer. And we need to trust in him who never fails. Hallelujah. Oh, we've got confidence in him. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? In a time of persecution, you know, those three Hebrew boys in Babylonian captivity, cut off from their people, cut off from the temple of the God, in a strange country among strange people with strange customs and a strange religion. But they made up their mind that they were going to be true to the Lord their God. And whenever they were put to the test and threatened to be thrown into the furnace fire, these three boys said, we are not careful to answer thee, O king. Our God is able to deliver us out of your hands. But if not, and right here is where the rubber meets the road. If not, what are we going to do then? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we don't get well, what will we do then? If God doesn't remove the thorn, what will we do then? If God does not answer the petition like we want him to, what will we do then? If not, then what? And these three Hebrew boys said, we want you to know, O king, that we will not bow to your God, your idol. We will not serve your gods. And they may have a made-up mind. Somebody said their faith got them out of the fire. I say their faith took them into fire. Hallelujah. It was their faith in God that caused them to be willing to go into the fire. But when they got into fire, they found out they were not alone in the fire. Somebody was in the fire with them. I sort of like that old song. That it wasn't an old song. It's just recently written, actually, by a pastor, Church of God pastor in Danville. He's not there now. Tim, somebody. But he wrote that song. He's still in the fire, and he's walking in the flame. And he'll be there when you call on his name. Praise God. He said, when I was a boy asking my mom about that story, and I said, Mama, what happened to that fourth man in the fire? And she said, he's still in the fire, and he's walking in the flames, and he'll be there for you when you call on his name. And I believe it, brother, when you're in the fire and you're walking in the flames, he'll be there when you call on his name. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is our safety and our security and our helper in every circumstance of life. Is there anything too hard for God? He can bring you out of the fire. Oh, yeah. Whenever Satan is howling down your neck and threatening you, we've got a strong tower. Gives us boldness. God gives us confidence, and He gives us boldness when we're trusting in Him. Brother, it is the power of the Holy Ghost working in us. It takes away the fear that comes to us in circumstances we cannot handle. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For God hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah. I say God can take away the fear out of our hearts. We can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. This boldness that comes to us when we're trusting in the rock that is higher than I. That power of God gives us boldness. Boldness to battle sin. Boldness to battle the devil. Little David walked down in the valley of Elah, a giant holding at bay the whole army of Israel. 40 days hurling out a challenge to the people of God. Nobody will answer that challenge. Saul stands head and shoulders above everybody in Israel, but he's quaking in his tent because he's lost his relationship with God. But there's a little shepherd boy that hears the challenge. He's got a relationship with God. And he's the one that wrote this, when my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. He knew something about the power of God. He knew something about the security of being anchored in the Lord, of being sheltered by the Lord. Hallelujah. He walked out in that valley and he said, that to Goliath, you come at me with sword and spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And this little shepherd boy with a sling and stone met a seasoned warrior over 9 feet tall, and God gave him the victory. Why wasn't David afraid? He said, I've been here before. Hallelujah. I've attacked the lion and the bear, and God gave me the victory. And He'll give me the victory over this giant as well. There may be giants in your life this morning. Some of you sitting in this house this morning, there are giants in your way. And you don't know what to do. But I'm telling you what to do. When our heart is overwhelmed within us, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Have faith in God. Believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the one that gives us the victory. He's the one that defeats our foes. He's the one that puts courage in our hearts. He's the one that strengthens our confidence, gives us boldness in the time of battle. And He will provide the victory for His children if we'll just trust in Him. Perhaps there are those in this service this morning that you need to pray. Like David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Sister Judy, if you will, come to the piano this morning. Sister Connie, if you will, come and sing that song, God is my refuge, strong and a mighty tower that I can run into. And there may be somebody here this morning that you feel vulnerable and unprotected, and you need to find a shelter. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our rock, and you can find security in the Lord this morning. Let's stand together. The altars are open. If you'd like to run into the rock. Thank you.